My sanity returned. 12 months later, he, King Nebuchadnezzar, was taking a walk on the flat roof of the royal palace in Babylon. As he looked out across the city, he said, "Look at this great city of Babylon. By my own mighty power, I have built this beautiful city as my royal residence to display my majestic splendor." While these words were still in his mouth, a voice called down from heaven, "O King Nebuchadnezzar, this message is for you. You are no longer ruler of this kingdom. You will be driven from human society. You will live in the fields with wild animals, and you will eat grass like a cow. 7 periods of time will pass, that is 7 years, while you live this way, until you learn that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of the world and gives them to anyone he chooses." That same hour, the judgment was fulfilled, and Nebuchadnezzar was driven from human society. He ate grass like a cow, and he was drenched with the dew of heaven. He lived this way until his hair was as long as eagle's feathers, and his nails were like bird's claws. Daniel 4:29-33, New Living Translation. Nebuchadnezzar praises God. After this time had passed, I, Nebuchadnezzar, looked up to heaven. My sanity returned, and I praised and worshiped the Most High and honored the One who lives forever. His rule is everlasting, and His kingdom is eternal. When my sanity returned to me, so did my honor and glory and kingdom. Now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and glorify and honor the King of heaven. All His acts are just and true, and He is able to humble the proud. Daniel 4:34, 36-37, New Living Translation. These are Daniel's instructions to King Nebuchadnezzar. "Wherefore, O king, let my counsel be acceptable unto thee, and break off thy sins by righteousness, and thine iniquities by showing mercy to the poor, if it may be a lengthening of thy tranquility, that is, a prolonging of your prosperity." Daniel 4:27, King James Version. Notice how the prophet Daniel told King Nebuchadnezzar to break off his sins by practicing righteousness. And how was the king to break off his iniquities? By showing mercy to the poor. If I was going to say this in New Testament terminology, I would say, "Turn from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that you may receive the forgiveness of your sins. Repent and turn to God, and prove your repentance by the things that you do." The Apostle Paul's commission from Jesus. "I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting," the Lord replied. "Now get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven, first to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preached that they should repent and turn to God, and prove their repentance by their deeds." Acts 26:15-20, NIV.